Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey y'all, how have you guys been enjoying the month of February? I hope you have been enjoying season 5 so far. And if this is your first time listening to me, my name is Shira Renee and I am your favorite Jersey girl. Now this season, we have had some guests that have empowered us to set smart goals before creating our vision boards. And the goal is to start to live a life our future selves can be proud of. Whether we have role models to help us along the way or not, we have learned how to tap into our gifts because that is one of the key components to changing the narrative and becoming the change that we want to see. This month, we discussed some heart matters, and while some were focusing on love and finding the one, I've been preparing us for knowing the importance of understanding how to become the one we seek. When you are in the right position, you allow what's meant for you to find you. We all know that love is a journey, and preparing for it is just as important as experiencing it. Whether you're waiting for the love to find you or looking to maintain the relationship that you currently have, today's episode is packed with practical advice to help you on your path. Let's start with becoming the list you create. We all have this list of qualities we desire in a partner, right? But how often do we reflect on whether we embody these said qualities ourselves? So here are some tips to help you align your actions and mindset with the qualities you seek in a partner. 1, self-reflection. Now, this is important to regularly assess your values, your goals, and your behaviors to ensure that they align with the qualities you desire in a partner. 2, personal growth. Invest in continuous learning and self-development through books, courses, and workshops. There is nothing wrong with learning new things, and this is always helpful, especially after you have the spouse, because you can learn new ways to keep each other interested, because forever is a long time. 3, healthy lifestyle. Maintain a balanced diet, exercise regularly, and prioritize your physical and mental health. You would hate to find the love of your life and then not have a long life to share with them, right? So incorporate small changes every day, and soon you will see a major change. 4, emotional intelligence. Now, we learned about this in an earlier episode of this month. And this basically means just work on understanding and managing your emotions. Practice empathy towards others. I want you guys to make sure that you stay connected with me, because if you haven't checked out that episode, you should. And for later episodes in the future, we're definitely going to dive more into emotional intelligence. 5, positive attitude. I want you to cultivate a positive mindset and focus on the good in yourself and in others. You can be your biggest critic. And how can you expect people to love and honor you when you do not love and honor yourself? It all starts with you. 6, effective communication. Develop strong communication skills. Include active listening and expressing yourself clearly and respectfully. People are not mind readers, so you must teach them how you want to be treated and do not settle for less. be comfortable in moving forward in someone if someone disrespects your boundaries. That's very important. 7, setting boundaries. We just talked about this. Learn to set healthy boundaries and respect the boundaries of others. Boundaries keep you from wasting your time and they teach others how to treat you. 8, self-care. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, ensuring you are at your best. Now, this is a vital step. Do not stop when you enter a relationship because just like your phone needs to charge, so do you. And self-care is your way of doing just that. 9, goal setting. I want you to set a personal and, you know, professional goals that align with your life and the life that you've envisioned for your future partner. Think of the person you want and imagine the type of person they would want. So create steps to achieve these goals. 10, social connections. Surround yourself with positive, supportive friends who encourage your growth and well-being. If you are the smartest person in the room, then guess what? You need to find another room. Surround yourself with people who pour into you just as you pour into them. They will also give you fuel to continue to be the best version of yourself. 11, gratitude. Practice gratitude daily. Appreciating what you have and the progress you make is vital. This helps you appreciate the little things you have and what others do for you. 12, flexibility. Be open to change and willing to adapt as you grow and learn more about yourself and what you want in a partner. This can be the timeline in which you want things to happen or the location. Do not change your core values. Now, flexibility is something that I definitely struggled with because I'm the type of person who likes everything to be planned out. I like all my T's crossed and all my I's dotted. But learning how to be flexible has been a game changer because life sometimes, as they say, be lifing. And you can't always go with your plan. Things sometimes change. So learning how to go with the flow and be flexible in most cases while not jeopardizing your boundaries is very, very key. 13, patience. Understand that personal growth and finding the right partner takes time. And be patient with yourself in the process because trust that whatever is for you won't miss you. So while you wait, just prepare. Now, speaking of preparing while you wait, I mentioned earlier about goal setting and personal growth. So I wanted you to have a few ideas on things that you can do in regards to those things. Pursue passions, engage in hobbies and activities that bring you joy. For me, it's podcasting and making 90s R&B playlists and riding in the car and having car karaoke. You can also volunteer and give back to your community and find purpose in helping others. Join a church or a Facebook group that goes out and do things that will help others and that will make you feel better about yourself. You can also travel and explore new places and cultures to broaden your horizons. Take solo dates, go to a show, a play, a museum, things to broaden your mind as opposed to just doing the same old, watching ratchet TV if you're like me, or binge watching something on Netflix that you can always refer back to later. But for those who have their love and want to maintain it, you know that it is harder than waiting for them to show up. So for all of you who thinks, oh, they have a relationship, they have it the best, no. It's harder to maintain a thing than to wait for the thing, right? And I always say that the grass isn't greener on the other side, but rather where you water it. So for those of you who have a relationship, here are some ideas for you to help you maintain what you already have.
Communication. Keep open and honest communication with your partner. Make sure your partner is your best friend, because if not, communication will not be easy and there will not be a safe space provided for you to express yourself. Quality time. Spend meaningful time together. Intentional time together. Be intentional about date nights or breakfast dates, if you're like me, while the kids are in school. Prioritize this quality time because check-ins are necessary for both sides. Everyone says happy wife, happy life, but I say happy spouse, happy house. So it's important that both sides feel prioritized and appreciated. And speaking of appreciating, appreciation is next. Regularly express gratitude and appreciation for your partner. Affirm each other. Ask about their day and acknowledge their growth on something they do for you. Conflict resolution. Address conflicts calmly and work towards solutions together. Talk to each other and not at each other. It's important to create safe spaces and do not assume what your partner needs. Rather, ask them, because people change and evolve. And the person you meet day one might not be who's standing in front of you today. Grow together. Support each other's personal and professional growth and goals. Your spouse should be your number one fan, but if not, you should know about it. Support goes a long way. And if you are a content creator, or you have a spouse that is a content creator, share, like, and subscribe. Support isn't always monetary, so find ways to support them. And if you aren't sure how to show up for them, all you have to do is ask. So I hope you guys enjoyed this short message about what it's like to not only search for the one, but to become the one. I hope that these tips have enhanced your communication and priority skills. And I don't want you to focus on finding the person on your list, but more so focus on becoming the person that you want to find. Remember, the grass isn't greener on the other side. And that very thing that gets under your skin may be small in comparison to someone else that you decide to choose with a bigger issue. Now, also keep in mind that if you want to take a break, just because you want to test the waters, you might find you're in a place where you realize taking a break was actually a mistake. But on the flip side, the other person may realize that taking a break was just the thing that they needed, and they were able to find out what they were missing. So think about it. And as always, I want you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.